Don't touch that dial because Randy McElligott is up next with In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Let's start off this afternoon with little Count Basie and the Late Late Show.
It's cozy in the park tonight, when you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Old man Moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming start in chirping a song. While fireflies are gleaming, we kissed and kissed all night long. Then we amble back to your front door, say good night and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the late, late show. Should be dreaming, starting chirping a song. While fireflies are gleaming, we kissed and kissed, kissed all night long. Then we amble back to your front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. This all started at the late, late show. Then we amble back to your front door, say goodnight and kiss some more. I guess you know I like you so. It all started at the late, late show. Baby girl, I hate to go. It started at the late, late show.
Recorded in New York City, 1957. The month was October. That was the Count Basie Orchestra featuring Joe Williams on vocals and the Late Late Show. Well, it looks like summer is winding down and a lot of people are going to miss summer, but I guess a lot of people are going to welcome fall. So here's a little piece by Ed Cal from his album Double Talk, and he likes to call it Autumn. That was a composition written by Ray Bryant, who's still around. Ray Bryant from Philadelphia, who appeared here at the Ottawa Jazz Festival a few years ago. I don't know if you had a chance to catch him as part of the Pianissimo series, but he put on a great show that afternoon. We just heard the Boss Broberg and Nogenja Jazz Soloist Ensemble from their album Conspiracy in Flat 5 and Cubano Chant. And just before that, we heard some music from Ed Cal. He's a sax player who's been playing with Arturo Sandoval off and on for a number of years. He resides in Florida and has been recording prolifically for the past few years as well. I'm going to play for you now some music from one of the greats in jazz who passed away this summer. And during the course of the next few shows, I will be playing pieces by Benny Carter from different periods in his musical career. This afternoon, we're going to listen to some of the trio. We're going to listen to one trio recording that he made in particular during the 1950s. Now, it took nearly four decades for this session to surface. And, you know, people began to question its existence, reasoning that if Benny Carter had recorded in a trio using Teddy Wilson and Papa Joe Jones, then why hadn't it been issued? What could have gone wrong, and did a bass player not show up or what? And actually, did the music fail to gel? Like, what exactly happened? Well, it turns out that nothing went wrong that day. The gathering of this particular trio was, in fact, quite a brilliant idea. First, examine the relationships and musical rapport of the players. Benny Carter and Teddy Wilson were close for over 50 years. In fact, Benny had brought the 21-year-old Teddy to New York City, presenting him in Carter's early big band. And next, they worked together at the famed Savoy Ballroom in Willie Bryant's orchestra. Now, Teddy maintains to his dying day that it was Benny Carter who turned that band around and made it a crack outfit. Now, Teddy's legendary swing song records for Brunswick often boasted King Carter in the lineup. Years later, Teddy's last hurrah was the famous swing reunion at Town Hall, where once again he was matched with the great Benny Carter. Now, Joe Jones' encounters with Benny Carter were far less numerous, but when Papa Joe did hold the percussion chair for the King, jazz history was always made. Benny's first big date after his 3 years abroad, which was around July 21st, 1938, found Jones and Carter in the mood to swing. In fact, 23 years later, Joe Jones was the drummer as one of Benny Carter's greatest albums, Further Definitions. Joe Jones appeared on it. And then in the summer of 1972, Benny Carter returned to his hometown to headline the first Newport Jazz Festival in New York. Carter led a dream band whose drummer was Papa Joe Jones, and who else on piano but Teddy Wilson. Now, examine their recording together. Any questioning of the alto, piano, and drums trio is baseless. The instrumentation was obviously intentional. 3 months prior, Norman Granz had supervised one of the most successful Art Tatum group recordings, where he placed Benny Carter's alto and Louis Belson's drums alongside the god of jazz pianists. Next, the idea was reprised in a swing master setting. Of course, Teddy Wilson had first reached stardom in this type of setting way back with the Benny Goodman trio. We're going to listen to a composition, quite a standard, actually. It's entitled The Birth of the Blues. But before we get to that, another legend in jazz, Ray Brown. And Ray Brown, together with Ahmad Jamal, do a great version of Bags Grooves. Thank you. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Benny Carter displaying some of his fine control and smooth sounds there with Birth of the Blues, recorded during the 1950s with Teddy Wilson on piano and the great Joe Jones on drums. Those of you who had a chance to catch Jimmy Smith a few years ago at the Ottawa Jazz Festival certainly remembered that that was a night, an unforgettable night of music. And temperament, I guess you could say, on Jimmy's part. He's actually quite a character. We're going to go back to 1957 and listen to a recording that he made with Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Art Blakey on drums. And this is a composition written by Jimmy Smith entitled Plum Nelly.
Thank you. Thank you.
one of the great jazz pianists out there, and someone who I feel has been quite underrated over the years, but certainly influencing a lot of people, and very tasteful, the way he plays and the way he structures his chords and phrasing. That was Barry Harris from his brand new album, Live in New York, and I highly, highly recommend it. It features Charles Davis on tenor sax, Ronnie Ben-Yur on guitar, Paul West on bass, and Leroy Williams on drums, and we heard Monks Round Midnight. And before that, Jimmy Smith from 1957 with Plum Nelly. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, and we're going to continue with some music from Lena Nyberg from her album Temper. And this is an album that she made with pianist Jacob Carlson. And I think you'll like this one. It's called Now at Last.
Thank you.
Beautiful music there from vocalist Lena Nyberg with Jacob Carlson on piano, and we heard Now at Last. You know, if you were to create a list of the most underrated musicians of the last 25 years, I'm sure that this next artist would probably make the top three for sure. His name is Bobby Watson, and Bobby's been playing for many, many years, and he's certainly a force to be reckoned with. When it comes to the alto sax, Bobby is just a voracious player, very direct and very punctual at the same time. He's featured artist here with the Mark Kleinhott Trio, and Mark has a brand new album out called A Balance of Light. It features Jim Lydon on bass and Les Harris Jr. on drums. Let's give a listen to this trio featuring Bobby Watson. Here's Field of Greens.
Thank you. Thank you.
A man whose playing I have loved for many, many years. That was Dexter Gordon. The Dexter Gordon Quintet with The Chase. And before that, Mark Kleinhot's trio from A Balance of Light, beautiful new album, and Field of Greens featuring alto sax, great Bobby Watson. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and we're going to continue now with some music from the Buselli Wallerab Orchestra. And this is from their album Happenstance, Duke Ellington's Azuri. Last year, vocalist Barbara Morrison released a moving tribute to vocalist Thinking of You, Joe, is the name of the tribute to vocalist Joe Williams. And I'd like to play for you something from the album. It's a song called When Did You Leave Heaven? And every time I hear this song, I think of Jimmy Scott, because back in the 50s, Jimmy Scott recorded a great version of this for the Savoy label. And one of these shows, I'm sure I'll get that on and play it for you. But in the meantime, here is Barbara Watson with Thinking When Did You Leave Heaven, with Art Hillery on piano, Ray Brown on bass, James Gatson on drums, and Tim Welvars on harmonica.
If I kissed you, would it be a sin? I am only human. But you are so divine. When did you leave heaven?
Taste of Heaven in that last set. We just heard from Red Rodney and Red Rodney's Beboppers with All God's Children Got Rhythm. And before that, Barbara Morrison from her album Thinking of You, Joe, and When Did You Leave Heaven? A few years ago, pianist Nat Pierce and drummer Frankie Capp formed an orchestra, simply entitled the Frankie Capp Nat Pierce Orchestra. And what an orchestra it was. Some great musicians, including Bobby Shue, Buster Cooper, Britt Woodman, Bill Green, Richie Kamuka, Marshall Royal, Plas Johnson, and Ernie Andrews featured in this orchestra as well. But what I'm going to play for you now is a composition from Nat Pierce entitled Mr. Softy, and this goes out to Bill Gates. dedication to good old Bill at Microsoft. And it features one of my favorite trumpet players, Blue Mitchell, taking a great solo. And Nat Pierce also solos on this number as well. So here's the Frankie Capp Nat Pierce Orchestra with Mr. Softy.
Thank you. full measure.
It's a perfect prairie summer day, and my father's fields are tall and swaying, and the sky's blue, and the meadowlark is singing sweetly. The black-eyed Susans and the baby's breath, grasshoppers making their strange kind of music. The Susan's and the baby's breath, grasshoppers making their strange kind of music.
That's new music from Canadian vocalist Karen Plateau from her album The State of Bliss. And we just heard a piece written by her entitled Here It Is, featuring Bob Murphy on piano, Campbell Riga on sax, Darren Radke on baritone sax, and Dave Robbins on drums. And I would highly recommend this album. It's a beautiful recording. In fact, Denzel Sinclair is featured elsewhere on one of the other selections as well. So you might want to check this one out. And before that, we heard Frankie Capp and Nat Pierce from their album Juggernaut and Mr. Softy. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue with some music from one of the hottest bands in Canada at the moment when it comes to jazz, Metalwood, and they have a new album out entitled Chronic, and here is something called Pescara.
Thank you. Thank you.
One of the most gifted jazz artists to come out of Canada. That was Ingrid Jensen from her brand new album, Now Is Then. And this is a killer when it comes to compositions and playing. And we just heard a number entitled Tony's Town. And before that, we heard some music from Metalwood with Prescara. Let's continue with some more Canadian talent. And this time around, we're going to listen to vocalists Kate Hammett Vaughan with You've Changed. And we'll follow that up with Tammy Weiss with I've Got a Crush on You.
I've an awfully funny feeling that this thought that's been a-stealing round my brain is not to be ignored. For to really tell the truth, though I'm not a well-known sleuth, I honestly believe that you are bored. You've changed. That sparkle in your eye is gone. Your smile is just a careless yawn. You're breaking my heart. You're bored with me in every way. I can't understand. You've changed. You've forgotten the words. Each memory that we share, you ignore every star above you. I can't believe you ever came. We're through. memory that we share. You ignore every star above you, and I can't believe you ever cared. You've changed. You're not the angel that I once knew. There's no need to tell me that we're fools. It's all over now.
We just heard some music from vocalist Tammy Weiss with I've Got a Crush on You. We heard part of it. And we started off with Kate Hammett Vaughn and You've Changed. I'm Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. In the meantime, have a great week and stay tuned for Aussie with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.